Hey! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. A little mail it in Thursday. Fun little week, just coasting to the end. Let me point something out. If you got into the survey, hey, buddy, who's this? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Look who's here. I'm on Aaron Berg. Oh, I love him. What's up, pal?
Not much. Tell your story. I'm just here to listen.
Okay, so I was hanging out last night, you know, finished my sports sheet. I said, let me get to the bottom of this, and I put a survey up. First survey I've ever done. Pretty proud of myself. A little button at the bottom of Twitter, yeah. Asking if I was indeed emotionally crippled.
Right.
And 2 out of 3 people, for some fucking reason, say, yes, I am emotionally crippled.
Yes.
67%. That's exactly 2/3.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
I was listening to Suzanne Vega on the walk here today.
Right.
World Before Columbus.
Doesn't matter the music you listen to.
If your love were taken from me, it would be as though the world before Columbus. There you go. Look at that.
Right.
That's 67%. By the way, I didn't know how many. That's a lot of votes. 220. It's not going to change. I made it like through the weekend.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. It's going to be 67. It's like what's that?
More people are going to vote through the weekend. That's how.
But it never changes. It's like when they do the.
What did the Electoral College say?
Well, that's right. The Electoral College
also
said, oh, that's all fucking women. Who cares about those twats? They don't know if I'm emotionally crippled or not.
No, that's Congress.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They were the ones in white. I disagree with that. And I guarantee if you look at the votes, it's all men voting yes because they're emotionally crippled. And women that get daddy, the caring, sensitive guy that I am, I think they're voting, yeah, he's...
No, I think they're just all probably pretty astute.
Okay, whatever.
I would guess that's what it is.
And you feel you're not emotionally crippled.
No, I know I'm not because my wife is angry at me.
How does that... I've got women angry at me.
I had a busy day yesterday. I did the show. Then we went and did Real Ass Podcast. Then we came back here.
We got Katz's Deli.
We had Katz's Deli.
Oh, that's fucking good.
Yeah. It was weird because after I ate it, I was all tired and my butt felt sore.
Yeah, did you... Well, you got the corned beef?
Oh, yeah?
I had the pastrami. If it was delicious, but there must have been something in it. I got real tired.
Yeah, right I saw that. Remember we laid you down on the couch at Real Ass Podcast afterwards? Yeah, it was weird. Like, I left. I had to leave. Believe you me, I had to get out of there and wash my dick. But I left, right. And then nothing. I had to get out of there really quick. So I left. But, I mean, you looked woozy. And
so
just,
you've yet to get it.
What's that? I've yet to get it because I'm just emotionally shut down.
So maybe, you and John.
Yeah.
But John hardly shows up, so.
Right. Maybe it's a bug going around.
It's, oh, it's a bug.
But I saw.
It's a burrowing one at that.
Let me, on a quick note, they made an ice cream at Ben & Jerry's for Garrett.
Did they really?
Yeah, and I just sent it to him. It's in his email. And I think he'll love this ice cream because he complains about steak all the time and how he feels after steak.
Sure, sure.
So this ice cream is pretty exciting for him, and he'll be able to partake in this and enjoy it without having to worry about all the pain that he goes through and having his insides feel pounded.
There you go. Barely any glass. There you go. That's pretty good. That's just for you, Garrett.
I would prefer no glass, honestly.
Yeah, it's true. What's the description there? I can't read it. I don't have my glasses because I'm a bald, middle-aged white man.
Due to a warehouse incident...
We're required to inform you this cookie dough ice cream may contain small amounts of glass. Oh.
That can't be. So wait, that's the bit? That's really it?
I don't know if that's real ice cream or not.
Can they put like barely any rat droppings? Because isn't there a small percentage of rat droppings in every... Here we go. Let's zoom in on this. So one of our glass extrusion tips broke off there. We have found ice cream in the air. It was not discovered until several hours later. Rather than discard the entire day's ice cream wasteful, we are informing you that trace amounts of glass... This Maybe is unlikely, and it was literally like a thumbnail.
Size of glass.
Oh, yes. Size, thank you.
This carton is probably fine. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but they...
I don't think it's real, Gino.
Well, then I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I do like think Garrett would like it because he hates glass in his food.
It just takes a small amount to make you bleed from the anus.
Really?
Yeah, and the weird thing is that small amount of glass, it, like, really damaged a lot of the anus. Like, I don't want to say where it started, but it seems like about 8 or 9 inches up.
Right. And it can cause bruising on the butt cheeks that look like hip bones.
That look like hip bones, and yeah, it can cause marks on your thighs that look like belts that were holding you down to the side of a van.
That's crazy.
It's
that
weird.
That would happen. It's a fake image of our trademark logo and packaging. Oh, there you go. So, okay, Ben and Jerry's has stepped up. Garrett, you can't get the ice cream. But someone did send this in for Garrett. I had no idea what it was. I got excited. I thought it was steroids. First, you look on the back. There's little finger condoms.
Yeah.
Or as you call them, Trojans.
That's just mean.
Yeah. And it is called Xeralid. Lidocaine 5%. Hemorrhoidal cream. So someone sent this in for you.
Now,
so,
I definitely could use that.
Yeah. So we'll bring that to you. It'd be exciting. So yesterday, we did Real Ass, came here for a meeting. Start to go home. Then I was asked to do this guy, Chip Herson.
Chip Herson. I'm familiar with his work. I did it last week.
They asked me to do his podcast because they go, the guy last week was awful. We need someone in. So I go home. I lay down on the couch for half an hour. Then I go back, take the train back in, do Chip's show. Then I fart around, go to the Detroit-style pizza on 23rd. Have a great time there.
There's no Detroit style pizza.
There is. It's square pies for $5. You get a whole square pie.
That is not a thing.
Yeah, it's called.
Never heard of
it. It's called Lions and Tigers and Squares.
Are you kidding
me? Square pizzas. Great pizza.
And it's Detroit style.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that.
And
style.
The Detroit Rock City poster's there, and I go to the guy, I go, hey, I was in that movie. That's me. And I pointed it out, and then we did an Instagram video. They didn't give me anything free. Then I went to Gotham. Me and Dave Landau did a set. I took a picture with him.
Great pic.
I guess there was a piece of snot in my nose, or what someone thought, and they picked it out, and they're like, there's wet boogers in your nose. And I go, no, that's fentanyl, because I was doing bumps of fentanyl.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, there's lions.
I'm surprised you didn't run into Landau at Detroit-style pizza.
Nah, I don't know if he goes there. So we did spots, and then after us, Pete Davidson was doing a show. So there was like hundreds of people lined up, sure, and these little phone pouches that people have to put their phones into.
He did not do that.
Yeah.
He does that now.
I don't know if it's him doing it, but anyways, Joey Gay was there and a whole bunch. I got out of there before I saw Pete just so he wouldn't be mad about the 9/11 joke I made. When it was 9/11, I said, Happy Pete Davidson Career Day.
Yeah.
And he may think it's funny, but he may also kill himself. And he's dating Kate Beckinsale now.
He is not dating her.
Yes, Garrett, that's true,
I
correct?
I saw the rumor that he left a party with her, but I said that Kate.
They are dating.
Did you see the timeline? He left a party with her.
Okay.
She went to the hospital for...
Bleeding anus?
Bleeding cyst in her uterus. And now she's dating Pete Davidson. So he tore her up inside.
Oh, because his
big
dick,
Pete Davidson dick.
Yeah, his dick is big.
No wonder.
That's awesome. Why'd she have bleeding cysts? From the dick?
From the dick.
Because she's older. You can't fuck an old lady like you're fucking a young lady.
Yeah. He won't because he's fucking everyone. He's another one of those already tested. Everyone's like, oh, fight the good fight whenever you tweet weird shit. But like he could bottom out in SNL and then wind up doing porn because he's getting a rep for a huge dick. Mm. It makes people kill themselves, right?
Having a huge dick?
Yeah.
Because all the blood rushes there instead of your brain?
Didn't he send a selfie to the guy that offed himself of him fucking Ariana Grande?
Yeah, that's the impression I was under. So then...
I thought that was common knowledge.
My wife makes me go to a party. It's at a bar where Gino goes. Like, that's a party place. And they're playing pool.
One of my top three bars
drinking,
in the city.
And I can't stand around there. So I'm just kind of standing there. And my wife's like, you're being all pouty. And I was like, let's go home. I drove home. I almost fell asleep. I'm like, I'm exhausted. I've been up since 5. She doesn't get it. She gets to sleep an extra 2 hours a day. She gets to take a nap.
What time does she have to work today?
Oh, she's going. She has a wardrobe fitting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, at Macy's with my credit card. No, she has a real wardrobe fitting, so we'll see what happened. And then, she's upset. Yeah, she's, you know.
See, to me, that's...
Look at this text she sent.
Oh, my God.
Garrett. Look how long I just said. I just go, look, I'm sorry I wasn't a good date.
That's the Super Bowl ads. Remember the
Super
Bowl ads?
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Jesus.
See, that's the kind of text message you send to someone who's emotionally crippled.
Does she do voice to text at least, so she's just talking?
If you have a problem or uncomfortable, you fucking cuck. What? Oh, Jesus. Why not just say that and acknowledge it? Some things are awkward, but people aren't doing you harm. Jesus Christ.
Can't you? But I mean, why?
I'm reading it right now. Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I don't want to fucking be out. I've been up since 5 in the morning. What? Why do I have to go to a party with my wife?
Let me say this.
And stand around with a whole bunch of girls.
Let me say this about that bar. That is a bar. It's called Patty McGuard's, and it's a fantastic bar for me. Because when I go to a bar like that, I want loud music and a lot of drinking. You can't really talk to people there. Like, there's nothing for... That's a place where they don't have food either. They don't have food.
No, so what am I supposed to do?
Sit there and watch other people drink. It's not a good fucking bar for people that don't drink. Now, if you're an alcoholic like me and Bronson, who flies in today, so I'll be there every fucking day the next 2 weeks. That's a great bar.
Jesus.
What else did she say?
I'm not doing that again. See, it's like I'll be like, hey, I'm sorry I was a dick, because I was. But then it's like, then you get the sense of entitlement where she just fucking starts yapping. Like, come on. I don't need that. Fuck off. God, I want to cheat.
Yeah, but look at the passion in here. You guys are always getting into little fights about every little thing.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I just like you just forget about it and don't say anything. And
why'd you do this when you said girlfriend?
So you just forget about it and move on?
Yeah.
I want that. I want to be like, oh, that was yesterday. But she doesn't do that.
Just store it in a diamond.
I
want to
hear more about
inside.
Garrett's girlfriend. Sometimes she.
Wait, he's making a point here. So you guys don't argue at all?
I mean, sometimes it boils over, then it gets bad.
Yeah.
But usually it's just like, oh, let's just forget what happened last night because it was annoying.
Yeah, but do you sometimes, like, I'll be in the car and I just want to drive into head-on traffic with her. And mostly on that side of the car, you know, like swerve away.
But that's just it. Like, you only...
And when I'm driving, sometimes I want to just punch her in the jaw. But I don't.
She hasn't even done anything wrong?
No. Clearly she's done something wrong. Look at that text. You know we're on the air. You send me a fucking 9-page text.
Maybe she needs the credit. But that's the thing. If you really care about someone, you will get into fights like that.
Yeah. But here's the fucking ultimate concession that you will never know as an emotional retard.
No, I thought it was crippled.
Yeah, what's the difference? Look, as an emotional paraplegic athlete.
You just said crippled people are retarded.
As a Special Olympics emotional person.
Whatever.
What you have to realize is here's the shitty thing about if you want to be in a relationship that works, I have to make those concessions. I can't live the way that I used to live, which was where I was like, oh, this bitch is telling me shit. I'm going to go fuck 3 girls,
right,
get chlamydia and show her. You can't do that as a married man. And it's horrible. My biggest fear is being like that dad in Boogie Nights. You know, at the beginning of Boogie Nights where the woman just keeps yelling? Watching the girl what?
I thought he watched his girl fucked other dudes and he just put up
with it. That was a different guy.
I thought he met him too. William H. Macy.
Because
he was such a cock.
Yeah, he was a cock.
Who do you mean? I'm sorry.
I meant Mark Wahlberg's dad when she just keeps yelling at him, you stupid fuck. And he's just like, just sits down with Wahlberg and eats his breakfast and shuts
that
up.
Part, yeah. I'm sorry.
It was pretty. That means
that
more
really
to me.
That resonated with you?
Yeah. But if it was the other guy, I'd be Peter North in the Boogie Nights story. I'd be fucking William H. Macy's wife. I would fuck. Oh, Nina Hartley? Come on.
Really?
I still love Nina Hartley. Remember she called in a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Allie booked her.
This is good.
It was like my birthday, and she booked her as a favor for me. It was amazing.
I do recall that.
I think she used Lainey to do it. It was great. And then Nina was like, yeah, I'll have a threesome with you and your wife.
She never got back to you?
Dropped off the face of the earth. I'm waiting outside of her place in Hollywood for like 4 days.
Probably spooked.
With a sharp, I don't know, like a steak knife, but a longer one.
Right. It's called a shiv or maybe a sword even.
Yeah, it was kind of self-made. But I was expecting to fuck Nina Hartley. And no, but to no avail.
So if you can fuck any porn star, it's Nina Hartley still?
No, now would be maybe Sylvia Sage.
Sylvia Sage?
Yeah. Stepmom porn. Super hot.
Wait for Tay Stevens to come back east and get drunk. That's my...
He doesn't like you anymore.
They get over him quickly. They do.
You didn't fuck her. You had a chance to fuck
her. When?
To do fuck. Wasn't she here in person once?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to the rape room?
I thought that was a bathroom down the hall.
It is.
The steam.
Look, we got a lot of show to get to.
You go to the gym today?
These things are here. No, I didn't get to go to the gym because I woke up at 6 with my baby and let my fucking wife sleep. Where's that in the text? Hey, thanks for getting up with the coughing baby.
Did you check?
Oh, let me fucking complain. Fuck off.
Yeah, there you go. That's emotion.
I got a good mind to get a hooker and get a fucking... No, it's a regression in emotions because now I'm just angry. Angry is my go-to emotion.
So this is what your therapist tells you. You have all these emotions. And
the one he mentioned I need to get more in touch with is Bang a Black.
It's not an emotion.
Yeah, it's Bang a Black.
Bang a Black is not
I go to New Brunswick, I use the hotel that the Stress Factory gave me, and I bang a black woman.
Bang a black, well, at least you said woman. That's not an emotion. That's a hate, that's hate fucking.
How would you know, fucking emotional downy?
you can't say
you're an emotional downy.
I have every range of emotion. I have joy.
Your emotions are missing chromosomes. You don't feel real joy. It's in your head. That's what my
what
therapist
do you mean
would
I don't
say.
Feel. Your therapist is fucking is retarded.
He's worked with Jackie Mason, Richard Belzer.
He worked with Garrett's girlfriend.
Not Richard Belzer. Who's the guy, the real therapy guy on Curb Your Enthusiasm? All the Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis. Yeah.
He works with everybody, all the big guys. Yeah, Brendan Sagalow.
Ugh, but that's not, that's a ridiculous.
Freddie G, G is for charisma.
Charisma, you like that, didn't you? Look, that's not, that's, this is why I don't go to therapists, because they say these ridiculous, he literally said that to you, or he said that to someone and you're saying it to me now.
But look how great I get along with my wife now. How long did that text take to fucking send?
Now,
I love her sometimes, but she.
You love her all the time.
No, I don't. I love my daughter all the time. My wife complains. Then my wife will be like, why didn't you pick up the socks? And then I'll go look in the sink. There's a fucking sink full of shit. And then I got to ignore it for a day until she cleans it.
What's the.
Because I'm not going to clean it.
Let me give you a quiz. The opposite of love, what is it? Is it hate?
Yes.
No. What's the opposite of love, Garrett?
It's hate, right?
You are emotionally retarded.
Two out of three people say it's hate. Two out of three people say
it's hate. It is indifference. But I don't know because I'm emotionally crippled. If your wife.
Show me what indifference feels like.
It would have been. You know what?
That's not it. That's anger.
It feels like.
That's pick up a pencil. That's another emotion.
Show me bang a black again. These aren't emotions, they're verbs. If your wife didn't text you back because she didn't care about you, she would be indifferent. That's the opposite.
I would
of
like
love.
That. No. I would like to not talk
no.
all day.
No.
I would like to. First of all, I didn't even want to text. Then I texted because the Long Island Railroad makes me a better person. And I will tell you that. I'm a much better person on that Long
Why?
Island Railroad because now I'll let people walk in front of me, I'll be slow. I won't judge if two black women go in front of me. Whereas I used to be on the train, if two black women went in front of me, I'd be like, oh, Lordy, child. And I'd say
that's
that.
Not judging, that's just doing a 1940 race bit.
Yeah. But now I'm just like, there you go. And they'll say, thank you. And they'll go, that's very nice of you. Long Island Railroad. I don't know what Anthony's complaining about all the time.
Right.
But maybe because he's coming in the afternoon.
Right.
Black women can't talk that early in the morning because they're still shaking off the shackles.
I'm but just like, telling you, if your wife didn't send that long text,
yeah.
She would be indifferent to
this
you.
This sounds great. Where would I meet an indifferent woman?
Call my ex, because for all the yelling I do about her, you know what she says back? Nothing. Or she'll send a picture. Oh, hi.
But what did Alex vote on your emotional cripple thing?
I don't know. We'll have her.
She said she voted.
I'll text her and ask her.
All right.
What do you think she voted?
Oh, by the way, yesterday, Garrett, we went on Bumble on Real Ass Podcast with Gino. And so, like, this old woman from Staten Island came on. I'd love to see the picture of her, and so would everybody
else. She deleted her account
or
whatever.
She's like, I don't know who's cuter, you or your cat. And Lewis took Gino's phone and goes, wanna fuck? And then she got angry and deleted
him. And then a fan texts some picture of a talking vagina, and he just writes, dude, wanna fuck?
Yeah.
But I was off Bumble, and then you gotta realize, but he's right. Because and if you get a chance, watch it. It was a fun fucking time. That was a great time.
We did this great line we'd never thought of before. Watch this. Hey, where do you live?
I live on 104th and 1st. You should come by sometime.
Yeah, I will when I need Ziploc bag full of mangoes.
They lost
Huge
their mind
laugh.
On that one.
They didn't see it coming. They thought we just came up with it. They don't
but
know.
He's right because Gomez said, he's like, give me your Bumble. I want to put you on. He's like, you realize what you are in the female form. And he's like, look, I'm a fat black chick because that's who, like, gets back to mm-hmm. him. And, you know.
Who are you?
We were swiping right ridiculously, but sometimes it takes a while for them to get back. I am a chubby 45-year-old white chick from Staten Island. That is what I am.
That's great.
I'll show you the pictures later. Every single one.
Nothing wrong with
and
that.
All the lines are, I'm not sure who's cuter. They're all.
Really?
Because they made me put a picture of the cat on. And it was.
Yeah, we said put the cat up because he wasn't.
And it lit up.
Before he had responses of his joke book with like, and it would say like new stuff. And then it'd be like Ronald Reagan's doing a great job.
That's not what it said.
Yeah.
I watched the Reagan documentary last night.
I'm sure you did. You still think he's the president.
He's not?
No. So I got to get out of here, but I'm very excited where this is going.
That was fun.
Very excited about, we have a phone call. Hopefully it's Alex. Hang on. Oh, it's Paul from Boston. Relationship advice. This would probably be me.
Let's see who he wants to talk to. Paul, you're in hot water with Gino and Aaron.
Gino, Aaron, short time listener. Fucking love you guys. What's happening? It's Paul Fiorenza from Twitter.
Hey, Paul. Oh, I saw you got the Boston Bruins logo.
Yes, sir. That would be me.
Nailed it. You guys took a hard loss last night against the Rangers
in
overtime.
I know, buddy.
You guys won.
Fucking blew a 3-1 lead, lost in a shootout.
I know. It's crazy. I was happy, though, because I'm a Leaf fan.
I figured, being from Toronto, that you were a Leaf fan. I was actually going to ask Gino if he was a hockey guy. I didn't know or not.
No, Gino likes women's lacrosse.
Lacrosse, though. When I was a kid growing up, the Flyers were good, but then they were always...
Three bullies, baby.
Yeah, but then I really, of all the four sports, I'll follow the Flyers if they're in the playoffs, and I root for the Leafs because Berg likes them, but I can't really get into hockey, and I know it's a great sport.
Yeah.
How does a guy with an accent like you, I mean, so Boston, wind up in Staten Island, my friend?
Island.
It's not in Staten Island. Are you on drugs?
Oh, it says Boston.
Yeah. How does Boston look like Staten?
Because I don't have my glasses either.
You're a fat woman from Staten Island.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry, Boston.
Go ahead with your question, Paul. Who did you want to ask?
Anywho, boys, real quick. I need some relationship advice. So, Aaron, sounds like you're on the rocks with your wife. I'm married. Yeah. A little younger than you, in my late 20s. So my wife's a manager at a store. The 6'5" homosexual mud duck came in to her work.
Mud duck. Thank you. That's a great one. The 6'5" homosexual mud duck waddles in.
So, say it again. So he waddles in with his, you know, like mid-30s, normal looking white dude coworker. Yeah. My wife and the coworker get to talking about, because their stores are in the same plaza. You know what I mean?
I could listen.
So they get to talking, and the kid goes, "Yeah, how ghetto the parking lot is, because it says trash in it. They, you know, people trash it, whatever." That's all he said.
Yeah.
So a black dude freaks out, starts chirping my wife, who's like a 5'6" blonde girl.
Nice.
You know, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'6".
Take a punch.
My wife, finger in her face, all this shit. You know, you guys, white privilege. You niggas ain't know nothing about ghetto. I'm homeless. I live behind fucking Planet Fitness, nigga. And literally berated her for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, do I let it lie and let her work get the guy trespassed? Or do I go hit this moon cricket in the head with a brick? Comment?
Yeah, there's two. It's
how is this relationship?
Yeah,
advice?
That's
this
what
is
I was going to say.
Relationship
it is. Here's the options. A, you could, have you been locked up before?
Only for like, you know, 3-4 days. I've never done any prison.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, you know, it's not fun. I've been locked up before. You don't want to be locked up again.
No.
So what's going to happen with a guy, quote unquote, like this? First of all, he's going to get a reality show.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Bravo, probably, called Finger Wagon Mud Duck. I love that phrase, Mud Duck, by the way. I'm going to start a gang.
Or Mud Turtle. I can give you guys, I'm trying to give Kevin and Brian some more, like, less edgy, you know, old-timey racist terms, because they're still around in Boston. I like to call it the
Let
Alabama.
Let me tell you something.
I'm sure it's everywhere in Boston.
Every racist term is kind of old-timey.
Yeah.
It's not like they're letting you invent new ones.
I like Basketball American, but I also like Mud Duck, too. I think what you do is you let the work handle it. I know what it's like for you. Like, I remember when I went and killed a man in cold blood last summer.
You should be saying this now. This
what?
Is not, we
allegedly.
Talked.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you.
And it
thank you, Staten Island Paul.
It was this guy that agreed with my wife. And so I had to find this guy and strangle him and throw him in the East River.
Yeah, that's probably a lot
It happens.
And then luckily I had a whole bunch of railroad spikes I tied to him to help him drown. But I think
so
he
so many railroad spikes.
I say you let, look. Either AIDS is going to kill him, sickle cell, diabetes, or just
or a handgun.
Yeah, but I would say just let work deal with it. The guy's homeless and lives behind a Planet Fitness. You need
he's
to,
a
but
you're at Planet Fitness, yet he's homeless. I don't get how that works. Shouldn't he make 50 G's a year minimum?
I don't know. He probably spends it all on dick pills and blow.
50 G's. It sounds like there's 2 G's in this guy's description.
See what Gino did there? I would say let work handle it. If you really want to. I mean, he's probably not a fighter if he's black and gay, but he probably can dance. So
they can all dance, you said.
Yeah. So you just
very musically inclined.
You can approach him. You could say something. It may be cool to do, But, you know, you don't want to get locked up again. It's always
when my wife called me with the story, I literally was about to be off work in 20 minutes, and it's 10 minutes up the street. I go, I'm going to go down there and talk to him right now. She's like, please don't fight him. Please don't fight him. I go, no, I'm just going to talk to him and say, listen, leave my wife alone. Don't ever go into her store again. Da, da, da. And she's like, please. You know, my general manager, the store owner, whatever, is already getting them trespass. So I cooled off, you know.
Good.
Smoked a bowl, took a Xanax, and said, you know what? It ain't even worth it.
Yeah, he's going to be in.
You guys' advice.
He's going to be in jail within a week. Thanks for the call, Paul.
Paul, what's the longest text message? What's the longest text message your wife ever sent you?
Oh, dude, that was another thing, Aaron. I feel bad for you, buddy. We've been together 3 years, married for a year. And she's a Compound Media fan. Like, she's a savage. That's the only reason I fucking married this girl.
Well,
she's worse
done.
Than I am.
And, Paulie, by the way, you weighed in. Aaron left. I guess he's going to go check in on Legit News Guy. And thanks again for calling. You weighed in, Paulie. Let me ask you this. You said I'm not emotionally crippled, right?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% on Gino's side. It's an Italian thing, man. We're all sociopaths, narcissistic.
Yes.
My girlfriend and everybody I've ever loved in my life has told me the same thing. All you do is care about yourself. And if you hear the same thing over and over again, it is what it is. You remind me a lot of me. That's why I like you, Gino. I think it's just an Italian thing, but I don't know.
You're a piece of garbage, obviously. Did you ever see the movie? Because this is what I always think of in situations like this. It's a classic movie. Well, at least for me, Midnight Run with De Niro and Grodin.
I've seen it years ago, maybe in like the late 90s.
Scene,
I don't remember it too well.
There's a
though.
Scene where they're having a conversation like this, and Charles Grodin goes to De Niro. He's like, you know why I have an ulcer? He goes, because you have two forms of expression, silence and rage. And De Niro goes, he acts like he's about to scream, and then he just bottles up. He's like...
Yeah, that's it, man. You either push it down and it comes out later, or you just flip the fuck out. There's two switches.
That's what your boy Burrow, he says, like, and you just push it down right here, till it's about to burst. All right, well, good luck with your wife. Don't beat anyone up, because I'm not sending a mug to you in prison. Shoot me a DM, Paulie. We will get you a mug to Boston, care of Staten Island. Okay, my friend?
Yeah, Gino, as a betting man, will you fucking get that Mick Kevin Brennan to pay me my C-note? I know he's doing gigs with Louis C.K., but goddamn.
He really does owe you $100. I saw the tweet picture.
Yes, I know he does.
All right.
He's good for it.
I know he
is.
He's
liberal with his money, boss. Yeah.
Yeah, well, why is he getting so pissy about it? And did you see the guy that tweeted me? He's like, Gino's full of shit. That thing went over. And he had a $40 bet on the national anthem. I'm like, first of all, I almost said maggot with an F. I said, first of all, dude, I don't care about your $60 bet. Secondly, I said my bookie, because I use a dude, because I'm a man, canceled the bet and didn't take anyone's money. All right, Paulie, you're good to go.
Hey, real quick, before I go, one more thing. Yeah, I use a real bookie like a gentleman, like you, a man.
Yeah.
Again, and the only reason I bet is because it was fun to bet with one of my favorite comedians. I could have got the push as a tie, as a real push on my real bookie, but I did it with Kev just because it would have been a cool
and
story.
Did you
so anyway, love you guys. I'll DM you guys. Take it easy.
Paulie is the man. We have the best fucking fans.
I think Paul called in for relationship advice but gave us some. I just divorced my wife.
No, that's not what he wanted you to do.
I sent a text.
That's not what he wanted you to do.
Yeah, it is.
No.
He was... told me that he had a cool wife that was a Compound Media fan.
Right.
I brought my wife here twice. She almost threw up on election night. And then the other time, she goes, where's Opie? So...
I'm right here. Was I not here?
Different guy.
Oh.
But I got on Bumble. It's working for you. It can work for me.
It's not working for me.
It's working for me. I'm on Bumble right now. I put up a picture of me and my dog.
Mijo.
Yeah, and stuff's going on. Oh, someone just asked what my fax number is.
Are you sure you're on Bumble? Here's the latest one. 61-year-old Miriam wants to hook up with me.
Let me see the picture of her. Well, you got someone to change your urethra bag.
But see, that's the thing.
She looks like Sam Waterhead on Law and
Law Order.
Right? Sam Waterson?
Here, tell her, Gino, say old school stuff to her. Like, I need to swing by the bank and make a deposit. That girl's too young. I like the... Okay, ask her another one. Ask her, can I borrow your calculator?
Write that. I'm not doing any...
The old lady.
We're not doing that.
All right, well, I'm on Bumble, and I already got a match, and she's Skyping in.
why do I ever doubt you? God, how much fun do we have on this show? All right, let me hit the fucking button. Is she going to be expecting to talk to you? Hey, oh, there you go. Hey, Bumble Match, you're in Hot Water with Chino and Aaron Burke. What's your name, sweetie?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Now, you, I'm sorry if you were expecting to be talking to Aaron Burke, who you matched with on Bumble. I'm his buddy Chino. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Now, what was the attraction? So you're swiping through Bumble, and you see my good friend, handsome son of a bitch, Aaron Burke.
Good. Looks like Dwayne the Vin Diesel Johnstone.
No, Johnson. Dwayne Vin Dwayne Johnson. Those are two different people, I just realized, by the way. You're confusing Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Well, he's tasty.
With Vin Diesel.
I found some great photos for Throwback Thursday on Facebook.
Oh, the Throwback Thursday I thought was an Instagram thing.
You know what's so crazy? It seems like the 90s were just 10 years ago.
You might want to lean a little bit to the left so your head's over your mouth.
Okay.
So what was the interest?
Well, I was watching TV and I saw this great segment on 60 Minutes.
Go on.
And I was like, oh, wait, newspaper's here. Hello, Matthew. I know the newspaper delivery kid's name on a first-name basis.
It seems to me that I'm amazed that you're even
Hold on. I think I have exact change.
I thought you just paid him on Friday for the newspaper. Don't you pay him at the end of the week? You put it in an envelope?
How do you print out an email?
You don't. Why would you print out an email? It's just read it off your phone.
Okay.
Print screen it on your
phone. Let me call the operator and get her number.
How would you come to find yourself on an app like Bumble when you seem so antiquated in the way you live?
I was just going to stick with Windows 98 because it works fine enough.
Right.
I figure, well, what if I want to make a mixtape?
Okay, so what phone, what platform are you on Bumble?
Did you see that?
What? No.
I remember when there wasn't so much swearing on the TV.
Okay, I need to ask you, let's get back to the Bumble thing and how you met
I've got to go to work in a little bit. And you remember what my father always said, work hard and you'll get the corner office.
That's what your father said?
Yeah, I just don't get selfies.
What kind of phone do you have? What is your name again?
Stephanie.
Oh, that's right, Stephanie. Yeah, not Grigiana, I know Stephanie Grigiana.
I have leftovers in the kitchen if you're hungry.
No, I'm fine. How are you going to feed me? I don't even know. Where are you calling from?
Westchester.
I was going to guess 1988, but that's fine. All right, so Westchester, Stephanie.
Yes.
What is your last name,
well,
Stephanie?
We just met. I don't feel proper saying that, but just G.
That's impossible.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah, sure.
I was at the Costco.
Right.
Why would I pay for water when I can get it for free out of the faucet?
Well, a lot of people feel that the water you're getting out of the faucet now isn't the healthiest or safest or cleanest water.
I'm hip, right?
Right. You're very hip.
When I call you, can I pay for this by check?
No. No, you don't have to pay for anything. You're Skyping. It's a free service, although I'm kind of...
Skype? Sounds like a lot of noise to me.
I'm just confused as to how you have Skype, how you have Bumble, how you have email.
I know, it's very confusing. It makes me feel like we're in such a pickle.
Yes, we're in a pickle. So,
hey, get off my lawn before I hit you with this rake.
I'm still trying to touch on this stuff. I'm
flying away tomorrow, and I almost forgot to print my boarding pass.
Really? So you do use some of these newfangled technologies?
Yeah, but I'll never use a credit card on the internet.
No, you don't want to do that, Stephanie G. If that's your name,
one sec. Time to schedule my anal colonoscopy.
Now, did you
annual colonoscopy?
Because they both work, Steph. They both work. You could say your annual anal colonoscopy.
Freudian slip there. I said anal colonoscopy.
But there's no
other. Now you know what type of colonoscopy it is.
No, there's no other.
It could have just been an annual mouth colonoscopy.
Yeah, that's an oral colonoscopy.
Well, I want to know. I think that your friend has a very cute puppy.
Yes.
And I'd like to know if maybe he'd like to hit the early bird special with me.
Well, here's the thing, Stephanie.
Ooh, I've got some hard candy in my pocket.
I hate to be a cock blocker, but my friend Aaron, I don't know if he told you this, he's actually married. He's currently married right now.
Hmm?
Or wait, did he? He's married.
What?
Now, I'm guessing you're single, right, Steph? Or you wouldn't be on Bumble.
Right.
That wasn't a very convincing right. It sounds like you're hiding something from me, Steph.
My husband's very busy and he works a great deal and I'm just looking for a good time.
What does he do?
Some type of practicing or something?
Is it special practicing? Is it finesse or is it like a standard type of?
It seems standard.
Standard and he's standard at practice. You know, it's a.
Wait a sec. What?
Nothing.
What is this network called?
This is called Compound Media. It's the free speech network. And I'm gladly going to give you a list of four words I'm not allowed to say on it right now. What? Yeah, it's the free speech network Compound Media, sweetie.
In where?
It's in Midtown Manhattan on 35th.
He's prank caller. Prank caller.
Prank caller? That's weird. Because you were very specific. Your name is Stephanie G. You live in Westchester County. I'm starting to think that you're married. You don't like this whole new internet crazy thing's going to go the way of rap music and just vanish.
I left a message on your answering machine.
And we have a picture. Can I use your picture later? Can I use this picture around the office?
Yes, maybe you'd like to come over. I taped the game last night.
What game did you tape?
The sports one.
The
when did Pink Floyd become classic rock?
35 years ago.
I printed the directions for MapQuest to come there.
Yeah, I still say Map Blast sometimes. That's great. All right, Stephanie.
You ever take a nap on the Davenport?
I do know Davenport. Yeah, I've taken a nap on those before.
Well, I clearly have called the wrong place.
Okay, it seemed like you were very...
Hey, Gino, standards and practices.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Pretty good, just got here. Sorry, I was on the train.
I was just on the line with a lovely... Why are you still talking with this mouth?
What's that?
Nothing. I was just on the phone with some chick. You just missed her. She was looking for Aaron Berg, Stephanie G. out of Westchester. Great gal.
Huh. I live in Westchester.
Yeah, but you'd like her. Blonde hair.
Stephanie G?
Stephanie G, Not to be confused with the woman that was on Howard Stern. That was a different G. She
wasn't my wife, was it?
Well, she a handsome woman, classic good looks.
My woman is Rubenesque.
Ruben, yeah. Well, I couldn't see below her. I couldn't see below her neck or four chins, but she looked kind of, you know, like she might have.
Not Stephanie. Stephanie's a stunner. If that was her.
Oh, trust me, I was stunned when I looked at this girl.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's a beaut.
Is
so
she a stunner
been her.
or a stun gunner? Because I felt like I was zapped by something, you know, when I looked at this woman directly.
Stephanie's gorgeous. You would know if it was her. She's a 10.
10 out of what?
How's the scale work?
1 to 10. So you're saying...
Oh, yeah, Stephanie's a 10 for sure.
10, okay.
Just gets more and more beautiful as days go by.
She looks like she hit all 10 branches on the way out of the ugly tree.
Where'd she call from?
Well, this couldn't have been her, because this was a chick. Her name was... she called from Westchester. She was on Windows 98. She taped us...
That's what we have on our computer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird. She taped the game last night.
I asked Steph to tape the 76ers game.
The 76ers game?
Yeah.
They played two nights ago. That's great. That's great. Yeah, well, she was... I believe she was about to print a boarding pass or something. She was getting ready to go on a trip. Weird. Yeah,
we're supposed to be going to Boca Raton on Wednesday.
Boca? That's odd. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's...
Couldn't be her. What was she calling about?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
Well, we have... I heard that you were on Bumble yesterday.
I was on Bumble yesterday.
We have one of the women that was interested in you.
Really? Okay.
Gonna try and get her to call in and maybe... Read her profile to you and see where it goes.
Oh, well, again, it's off. I'm taking Bumble off my phone again.
You should not.
I don't use it.
Hey, did you ever get like a 9-page text?
No.
Saying, don't believe the people at your work. They're liars.
No. When Alex is mad at me, they're like one or two sentence texts peppered in with, I'm going to kill myself or something like that. Those are a lot easier to digest for me.
Okay.
For me. Is it my turn to talk? There's Bill Schultz. Did you bring whiskey, faggot?
Bill Schultz just came in. He was playing something on the computer, badly. We have a Bumble date for you. That's a match that looks like a keeper for sure.
I got to change my profile. All right, let's have her call in.
All right, let me get her to call in.
Done. Oh, that's fucking good.
Let's get you to be less emotionally crippled this time.
I'm not.
Be open.
I don't even know how
She's
to...
She's a hottie.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry about that. I forgot that. Ah, here. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hi, it's me, sweetie. It's Gino. You're in hot water with your bumble crush.
How are you?
I'm over here. I'm fantastic. How are you, young lady?
Pretty well.
Now, I can't help but notice we matched on Bumble. Now, on your profile, my profile range only goes up to 48 years old.
Yeah, that's lucky for me that I just eked in there at 46.
You're 46 years old?
Yes, I was born in 1946.
Yeah, okay, well, that would, if you were born in 1946, 54, 19, yeah, you're 73 years old.
Well, you said less than 46.
No. I said you needed to... I didn't mean the year of... I just
You're right, 46. I was born in 46
no.
after my husband came back from Germany.
Yeah. So he was two?
Can I read you some of my profile?
I would hope so.
Who was your first crush?
What's that?
Who was your first crush?
In high school? In grade school? Siobhan LeCompte.
It wasn't someone of fame or notoriety?
Sheena Easton.
Ooh. Sheila Wanton.
Who? Sheena Easton.
Sorry. Let me turn up my ears. My first crush was Joey from Blossom.
That's creepy. Whoa! That's creepy.
Why is that? All right.
How old were you when you had this crush? Okay, so Blossom aired 86. Here we go. So you were 40 when you had a crush on a 15-year-old boy?
Whatever you say.
If you're born in
46. Do you know my favorite compact disc music?
Can I guess?
Sure.
I'm going to say The Wall, Pink Floyd.
No, The Presidents of the United States of America.
What did they sing, Peaches?
No.
She's love.
Oh, she's lump. It's in my head.
It's in your neck, Gooder.
Do. She's lump. She's lump. Might be dead.
Is that their only song? Is it the...
Peaches, too. They did sing Peaches.
Thank you!
Millions of peaches. Peaches for Harold.
No.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for Marcus.
Let me ask you, because I'm not... What is your name, young lady? Okay, there you go. Are you okay? You can call back. I never got your name.
Margaret.
Margaret, why not? Sure, that's great. Oh, it does seem more. Okay, Margaret, let me ask you, how are you doing on Bumble? Because I keep taking the app off my phone.
Most guys are just DTF, and I'm looking for more.
What are you looking... So you're not down to fuck?
I am, but I'm looking for more as well.
Right. Now, on average, how many Bumble dates do you do a week?
Usually four a day.
Four a day?
Yes.
So you're
I live on the Social Security.
Right.
And I get bored, and after I take my morning nap, I'll go on one. And after I take my early afternoon nap, I'll go on one. And after my mid-afternoon nap, I'll go on one. And then sometimes I don't wake up. But then the next day, I'll add another one.
Did you just eat? Did you have insurance?
No, I really like the Frito smell of dog paws.
How? What does a Bumble date for you can... Okay. What do you do on a Bumble date?
That you have with the man, the gentleman caller.
What's that?
And we'll usually go... I like to go to the diner. I like pickles
right.
and applesauce.
Right.
And sometimes I'll have a brisket.
Oh, you got to try the brisket at Katz's. Oh, no, we had the corned beef. All right, so it seems like you're killing it on Bumble, Marge.
Well, I still am yet to find that one. And
right.
I saw you with a picture of your Kit Kat.
Yes. Did you just shit into a toilet? Are you talking to me on the toilet?
What?
It sounds like you're in the bath. That sounds like a toilet. What are you... You can call back. We got time. Marge?
Time is money, Gene.
Yeah.
Sounds
like that brisket went right through you.
But I love a black and white cat. Is yours black and white?
Mine is mostly white with little specks of black on. She's a calico. What are you doing? Are you okay?
Hello.
Are you being stabbed right now?
Right now I'm in the can. Please, after the beep tone, leave your phone number and message.
I don't even know what to
do. Here's the beep.
Is that your answer? Are you leaving an outgoing message on your answering machine? Do they even have those anymore? Does anyone own an answering machine?
I don't know, but we've got Windows 98. Yeah. Why change it?
So does my buddy Aaron's girlfriend, Stephanie G. She has it,
well,
too.
Let me just tell you this. I spend a lot of time thinking about the universe.
Right.
And how small we are in it. I could watch space documentaries for weeks on end. That and listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson rape people.
Sure you could.
I feel like I'm smarter listening to anything he narrates. Would you like to go out for Cosmos and chill?
Yeah. I mean, why? It seems like you're a fun gal. We'll go to
well,
a place.
Most people who know me
right?
would say that I'm fun-loving, funny, sure. passionate, and horribly addicted to my guacamole and my painkillers. Seriously, I'll put avocado on anything and painkillers, too.
What's
that said, I'll also share it with you if you're nice.
What's the craziest thing you ever put avocado on, young lady?
BoJack Horseman.
That's a Netflix cartoon. I think you might be losing your marbles a little bit. Like, is it possible you're just... What is this? Oh, God. Really? It is a Thursday, all right. Get that stick. Marge! Marge! Do you have an organ in your apartment? Oh, I can't even.
I'd like to have your organ in my apartment.
There you go. You are a sweet talker, lady. You are a sweet, sweet talker.
Did you see me in National Lampoon's Christmas movie?
I did not. Why is there
Play
a light
ball!
Why was there a light shining on you a minute ago?
Oh, that's just the male nurses coming to check on me.
I think that's what the... All right. Oh, well, look. So you do about 4 Bumble
Days. Is your favorite holiday Christmas?
Yes.
Mine as well.
I thought you... No. God, every day is St. Patrick's Day. What are you doing? Oh, here we go. You ever think of, they have charcoal pills you can take, Mark?
You ever been to Vineland, New Jersey?
I'll be there on the 23rd of March with Aaron Berg, Wendy Starling, and Mike Figgs. I was born and raised there. Why do you ask, Mark? There's snow. Why do you ask, Marge?
I like it there.
That's nice. Come by anytime. What are you doing?
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Marge, I'm going to have to let you go. When is our date?
Well, you saw that's a yes.
Oh, of course. Look, we matched. Did we match on Bumble?
We did.
We did.
You said 46, and I was born in 46.
I told you
my likes and dislikes and how I put guacamole on BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, which is a cartoon. I don't get it, but I'll play along with that. But yeah. So obviously, tell you what, just DM me your address. I'll come by. I'll pick you up. Throw
That's
a diaper
wonderful.
On you.
My grandchildren have to sign to let me go.
Are you in assisted living?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fantastic stuff. That'll make it easier to...
But we're allowed visitors in the afternoon if you're up for a little bit of delight.
A little afternoon delight, of course. Of course, we'll do this. I like the wood paneling wherever you live. It seems like it's got to be a fun little fucking
It's
place.
Modern yet eclectic. Who would be your favorite classical musician?
It's the oboe number 3 concerto, but I would say Beethoven.
Oh, Beethoven?
Yes. Walked right into it, didn't I? Did I not walk right into that? It's like the magician that makes you think of a number. Just like rehearsal. Should have said Mozart, motherfucker. If I said Mozart, do you have Amadeus to farting? Ooh, that's not bad. Is that Beethoven? March. My boy Bronson gets in town this week. Today. Going to be a drunk in 14 days. All right, Marge, we'll look.
All right, well, let's see. Oh, my pills are here. I'll see you soon.
I'll be bye.
Bye-bye, Eugene.
Did you have to do the Eugene, really? Did you have to do the Eugene?
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Got a long text from my wife.
What's that?
Got a long text from my wife.
Another one or just the one?
No, just the same one. I can't respond to it.
She does that a lot. Like, is that the longest text you've ever gotten, or it's hard to tell because you get a lot of...
She does a lot. When we used to talk about divorce a lot, I'd get a lot of long ones.
And so now you don't talk about divorce anymore because you... I've talked to a therapist, and you know the range of emotion.
Yeah. So at first, I would be angry and do sex on a black.
Right.
But now, I just accept emotion. It.
Not an emotion.
But we have a big story, which is very exciting. A very hot model, and I don't know if you know this or not. Models have broken down stereotypes, so they are no longer just skinny, scrawny ladies.
Attractive. Just say attractive.
Yeah. Sometimes models are larger now. And I've given you a story. You probably have it in your hand. What's the model's name?
Tess Holliday?
Yes.
That's right.
She is a model. Tell me a bit about her.
Well, she is a body model. Tess Holliday says she loves being naked. Quote, it's not sexual. There she is. Look at the... Hold
She's
on.
She's very pretty, right? Would you do fuck?
Yeah, with the face? Yeah.
You wouldn't do fuck on the body?
What's that?
You'd do fuck on her body.
Do we have a picture of the whole body? Body positive? I see the... You don't have to zoom in. I could see that from four blocks away, Garrett.
Well, we do have her. Crop? Would you like to speak with her?
I'd love to. Body positive activist, Tess Holliday. Tess Holliday was smizing. Is that a word, smizing?
I'll go with it.
I don't think they hit smiling wrong. Smizing, pounding...
It's smiling with your eyes.
It smizing. Is not.
Yeah.
Yes. You're gay. Emotionally
You're gay.
Able people
You're
know
gay.
That.
You're gay.
Gino.
I can't say the F word when he says that.
You ever get a hot cocoa, walk in the rain with an umbrella along the beach in Rockaway, and just think to yourself, wow, I wish I could feel more than one emotion?
Sometimes I don't even use the umbrella because I don't walk. Some people walk in the rain and other people just get wet, Aaron. Emotionally
I remember
fucking
that song.
Shook.
I saw you walking in the rain.
No.
Well, we do have Tess. Did you want to speak with her?
Yes. What was the question, Teddy?
Tess, did you want to speak
really
with her?
Pretty fat chick suck your dick.
Yes, I've had a pretty fat chick suck my dick. Have you?
Yes.
Huh?
By the way, I set fire to the rain. Adele, another classic. No one cares. All right, we got body activist Tess Holliday, who was smizing, which means smiling with your eyes pouting and really working in for the camera at a plus-size tailor. Let's just talk to her. Tess Holliday, okay, that's it. That was worth all 54 minutes. That was worth it. I can hear John laughing. Fucking Teddy loves it.
Hello, Gino.
Hey, how are you, Tess?
Tis I, Tess Holliday.
Let me say this. The lips are actually perfect on this one.
Thank you.
Tess Holliday, you are a body positive activist. Now, right now, let me ask you this. Are you smizing at me right now?
You know it.
Really
working. I've got algae on my forehead.
Yes, really working it for the camera. You're at a, let me see if I get this right, plus size E. Taylor, 11 honorees.
We don't say plus size anymore. We just say Taylor.
Okay. Well, you were at the first ever NYFW show yesterday. What is NYFW?
New York Fat Women.
It's not. That is not what it stands for, is it?
What? What do you think it stands for?
I don't know, but you're about to talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger any minute, and I can't wait for that. I have to turn it on. Either that or I'll nervous vomit everywhere, you say. The tattooed plus...
I won't really vomit. I threaten to, but I won't give up my food.
The tattooed plus-size model...
Sometimes I vomit it. I catch it in my lips, and then I eat it.
Clad in a Mara Hoffman... Now, are you wearing a Mara Hoffman dress and a Sally LaPointe coat right now?
Yes, I am, and I'm smizing about it.
You're smizing. All right, well, I don't know when you became a German...
Gino, do you ever eat cotton candy with steak?
No.
Me neither. Smize, smize.
Wait a minute. It's really, so you say it's really liberating to do nude shoots because you can only imagine what it's like for women or young folks when they're scrolling through Instagram and they see a body that looks like mine and they realize that I look like them. Is that correct?
I'm fat.
No, you're...
Hang on one second. I've got to get back in the water before my gills give?
Manatees don't have gills. You're mammals. You're mammals, honey. You breathe, you come up for air, and you breathe like normal people. Why are you going for the literal thing? Well, she's a woman. For me, it's not sexual. It's just me existing and being able to say, fuck you, I belong. Things are changing, and it's nice for me to be able to say, this is my body. I love it. Look, if I could be right naked right now, I 100% would. And you are indeed, Tess Holliday, naked right now.
Dolphins.
What about
Gino, did you ever go to New York Fat Week?
No, that's not a thing. It can't be a thing.
NYFW. Shh. Listen. Listen. It's my shoes about to buckle.
Now, are you? They do squeak. Now, did you always want to be a model, Tess?
No, I wanted to be a buffet manager.
Really?
Shut up! They're laughing at me because I'm a fatty and they're not okay with it.
Oh, my God. Can you quiet? Are those your friends?
Did you ever eat chili on a cucumber and then put it on a submarine sandwich?
No. It does sound kind of good, though. I don't like
it. You ever rub avocado on BoJack Horseman and eat him?
No, but I have a date who loves doing that. I'm going to have to borrow that idea from you.
You know the funnest thing about being fat?
No.
Getting stuck in stuff.
What's the weirdest thing you ever got stuck in there,
Yesterday was the subway thing when I tried to go through the turnstile.
So you take the subway?
Sure.
I would just think you could go up and down the East River when you needed to get somewhere.
Well, I could do that.
Okay, it just seems like... Well, where were you heading yesterday?
I was at New York Fat Week.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I was trying to get uptown to go visit my beau.
Right. What goes on? What exactly goes on at New York Fat Week? What are some of the events there?
We all tell each other that we're beautiful.
Really?
That's a week.
It's a week of that?
Yeah. And then, the train is here. Hang on. Let me see if I could get on here. Splashy, splashy. Stuck, stuck. Squeeze, squeeze. Splashy, splashy.
Yeah, okay.
Stuck, stuck.
Now are all the dolphins coming on the train with you?
Ah!
Are you passing a kidney stone?
There's a thing on the side here that looks like you have to swipe something.
Yeah, that's where you swipe your Metro card, Tess.
You can't just walk through.
No. How are you even doing this? On your... I can't even imagine.
These fucking dolphins won't shut up.
Why are the dolphins even on the subway with you?
I'm not on the subway yet. I'm trying to figure out this turnstile.
Where do you keep your Metro card, Tess?
Well, I didn't have one. Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Maybe someone will swipe.
Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Maybe someone will swipe you through.
Sir.
Yes.
Would you have a card of Metropolitan value?
Metro card.
Metro card.
There you go, hon.
There's no water in here. You're not going to be able to.
Apparently, I don't have gills. I'm allowed to come up and breathe.
Oh, all right. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
So boop. There.
There we are. Could you give me a shove, please? I'm beautiful.
You are beautiful.
Thank you, sir. What's your name, kind gentleman?
Oh, watch her work her magic. She's a plus-size model. I bet she can get this phone number.
It's Dale.
Hi, Dale.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Tess.
Dale, let me ask you this. Do you like box that smells like baby powder that's been baked?
No, I'm not really a box man myself.
What if I let you take a look at this hole?
Oh. Is that your blowhole?
I don't even know.
You could call it whatever you want, but just no shit comes out of it.
At least the dolphins are gone. That's the important
thing.
Well,
that was a nothing burger. Really thought that Dale guy and I had hit it off. He had Uggs on.
Dale's gay. He hangs out in our washroom here. You'd probably do great here at the compound. You come by, you hang out in the washroom, filled with water, put your head in the sink, Tess.
That sounds lovely. Someone took a picture of me from behind. Hang on a second.
I don't want to see it.
You're going to love it.
I don't want to see it.
Get ready.
I'd like to not see it.
I don't think you're ready for this,
Jenny. It's almost time to end the show.
There we are. Mommy likey.
Oh, my. Holy, is that her?
I sewed my butthole shut.
Did they blur the butt crack?
Chino, this is the emotional, she's right here. You can't be disgusted.
What
and
were
say,
you talking about,
her?
Chino?
She's on the phone.
I'm just trying to...
Do you like that?
Yeah, I am. That's really hot.
Thank you. Like, do you notice on my back I've got four upper asses? You like my triceps?
Now, yeah, I do. Oh, shit!
There's me.
Look at how her tits can't keep catch up with her body.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Do I remind you of your ex-lady friend?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any hot dogs?
No, we're not. I'm not feeding you right now. It's not time to eat. Was that really, where is that naked picture of you from, Tess?
My phone.
Did you just call in to try and get food?
Hang on. You're not going to feed me. I'm going to live by what I say. Okay. You give out what you want in the universe, so hang on. I'll feed someone.
Hey, Marie. Oh.
There you go, baby child.
Wait, is that your kid?
No, it's just a child I found.
You're going to suffocate the thing.
Why?
It doesn't look like it can breathe.
Well, he's trying to eat.
That is a lot going on. Hey, welcome back, Tess.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I've got to get out of here. I've got to go get shawarmas.
Where can we see you next? What magazine are you going to...
Wherever you look, you'll see me. I'm large. Okay. I'll be on the cover of Muscle and Fatness.
Pretty good.
The first half is muscle, the second half is me.
Well, good luck at New York Fat Week. I got to check that out. Do they have a lot of food carts and stuff?
Oh, you'd love it. I fill up the back of my Hyundai with mustard.
That doesn't seem like a practical thing to do.
Here's me on X Hamster. Did you see this? Whenever I get hungry, I'll just go for whatever. There we are.
Here we go.
There we are.
Oh, come on, really? Is that her?
It's a corn dog. What's this guy got above me?
I don't want to see him fin... Oh,
what's happening?
God, really?
It tastes like bleach. You're ruining my corn dog.
Why didn't we do this on Monday? Why do we do this on a free Monday?
It's like two big bulbs right near my schnoz.
Come on.
This corn dog.
Yeah, that's not a pretty cock. It's too slender. There's no girth to it.
You didn't like that cock. You like bigger, fatter cocks?
When you put it like that... I
see what you like. You don't like those skinny cocks because you can't feel them.
When you say it like that, it sounds kind of gay.
Yeah, hang on a sec. Here we go.
Is it just... How much footage do we have of someone jerking off on this fat bitch? Would you stop it?
Stop what? There we go. I'll stop now.
Oh, that's an ugly one, too. Yeah. God, what's...
You like all the hair on my hand?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Does that make it for you?
And why is your thumb so small?
Since my cock's so skinny for you?
Oh, how does that...
How about that?
No.
You like my barely white semen? There's no white in it because I don't get enough calcium.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Why do you talk like legit news guy now, Tess?
Because it's me. Oh, yes. Thanks, Deep Discount.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good luck.
Hang on one sec. No, I found another one.
No, please don't.
Ah, Lordy.
This one. Look at the shoes. Look at the shoes.
Those are called
on
slippers, fag. Here we go. Here's the money. Here's the money. This is for Bernie, you bitch. Yeah. Take it. Take it, you stupid bitch. My kid doesn't get free college because of you. Falling down plane steps. You dummy. Your husband dressed you in blackface.
Oh, my God.
You stupid dummy lady. There you go. Hopefully Gino likes that cock. There you go. Now I'm going to put this picture back on my neighbor's lawn.
I can't even look at the slippers in that picture.
I got more.
No.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
Hey, Marie, are you excited?
Here we are. I'm getting it out. I hope I wore my slippers for this one.
Oh,
yeah, I got my slippers. Same guy.
It's the same. Yeah.
Same guy.
That could be anyone with those
slippers.
Here
you go, Diana Ross.
You know this is...
Oh, come on, Diana Ross.
That's not Diana Ross.
There you are. Give this to the Temptations.
You know how you can tell this is the second one? You know how you can tell? Because he took his socks off. He used... He used his socks to clean up the first mess. And
yeah, I'm pretty much I might be able to get another load thanks to Blue Chew.
No.
Why not?
6 minute of stoppage. We've seen you jerk off 4 times now.
Well, not really. You just saw the end of it. You don't know how I get started.
I don't even want to know how you get started.
Hey, Dottie. Just tell them I'll be out in a minute or two. All right, so here we go. Here was the Bernie beater.
I don't want
to Sometimes
see.
After I jerk off, I like to get even. There you are.
That's better.
There you go, Florence from Golden Girls.
That's Hillary Clinton.
Clearly there's blood in the toilet, too, for some reason.
All right, anything you want to...
Her mouth with my whiz. I'd like to plug that.
So the Stress Factory this weekend, huh? Oh.
Yeah, I'll be at the Stress Factory Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next week, I'll be in Miami at the Comedy Inn.
Oh, the Comedy Inn.
Gino and I will be doing In Hot Water live in Chicago March 2nd, followed by a stand-up show.
Yeah,
Very exciting.
So that's the new format. I love it.
It's a new format.
We do an early show. The podcast, you buy tickets for the podcast, you stay for the show, or you just come for the late show. But I'm telling you, you should buy them for both because, one, they're great, and two, you get better seats for the live show if you come and hang out at the podcast. Like I said, tomorrow night, guys, I will be hosting Kevin Dabrowski's album taping at New York Comedy Club on 4th. You got to come out to that. Discount tickets with the code Molly. And Bronson's in town for 2 weeks, so I'm about to get drunk again.
That's horrible.
For a long
time. All right, I'm going to go buy a billfold. Do you want to go with me?
Yeah, I got time. Maybe I'll have a cigar on the way.
Sure.
All right, that is In Hot Water. Stick around. Morning is next. I'm going to go put on some slippers and enjoy a little quality time.
Ooh, here's a picture of Kamala Harris.
I don't want to see Kamala.
Ooh, Alexandra
Ocasio-Cortez. I'm not emotionally crippled.